Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, look for mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the lower 50s. Then for tonight, mostly clear will drop back to a low of 30. On your Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy up to 53 degrees. And for Thursday, partial sun, low 50s. For Friday, a bit cooler back to 42. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently at 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Wichita woman died in a house fire after she became trapped on the home's second floor. Fire Marshal Stuart Bevis said the woman's husband discovered the fire when he came home Monday but was unable to make it up the stairs. Firefighters got the woman out of the home, but she was pronounced deceased at the scene. Bevis said the woman had mobility issues and wasn't able to leave the home on her own. The former operator of the water system in Garden Plain was sentenced to a year of federal probation for submitting a false report about the quality of the city's drinking water. Federal prosecutors say 64-year-old Arthur Wolf of Norwich was also ordered yesterday to pay a $1,000 fine. The original indictment accused Wolf of claiming water samples came from four homes in Garden Plain when the samples actually came from the city's water treatment plant. And weather forecasters say temps slightly above normal today and tomorrow. A chance of rain coming our way on Thursday. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Egg Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Egg Ford?
Rusty Egg Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Egg Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Egg, you get $3,000 straight out the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Egg Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Authorities in South Central Kansas say a human fetus found near a river in Wichita in November died from stillbirth or miscarriage. Wichita Eagle reports an autopsy report filed last month in Sedgwick County District Court found that the fetus was not capable of living or developing outside of the womb. The report said the fetus showed no evidence of genetic malformation or disease. A 57-year-old woman found the fetus November 3rd by the Arkansas River. A man who claims he was banished from Kansas as a condition of a plea deal could be allowed back in the state under a new agreement, although a county prosecutor disputes that he was ever banned from returning. The American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas said in a news release yesterday that it has agreed to drop a civil lawsuit brought on behalf of Bo Dana Rupert in exchange for an amended Montgomery County plea in a related criminal case against him. And temperatures today and tomorrow, 10 to 15 degrees above normal before rain returns on Thursday. Mid-America Network News.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol were busy throughout the Thanksgiving weekend during the annual Click It or Ticket campaign. Troopers worked overtime responding to multiple winter storms across the state and assisting more than 400 motorists in need of help from Wednesday night through Sunday. The weekend marked the annual Thanksgiving Click It or Ticket campaign also, which included enforcement operations from more than 30 law enforcement agencies across Nebraska. A Lincoln man has pleaded no contest to motor vehicle homicide charges stemming from a 2018 crash that killed a member of the Cornhusker marching band. Walt Revelish Watson pleaded no contest to the charge yesterday and faces up to 3 years in prison at his sentencing, which is set to take place next month. And a couple of warmer days on tap today and tomorrow before colder temps make it back to the area Thursday. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A shop building and contents near Herkimer were destroyed by fire Thursday evening. The structure was totally engulfed by the time firemen arrived around 8 p.m. to 4th and Jayhawk Roads. The building owned by Tim White included a living quarters. A GoFundMe account has been established for Nick White, who lost his belongings and his dog in the fire. He was not at the building at the time, and there were no other occupants. Logan Township and Marysville Rural Fire Departments responded with volunteers shuttling water from a downtown Marysville hydrant. Marysville firemen also responded twice last week, including Sunday afternoon to a coal car smoldering in the UP rail yards in Marysville, and Sunday morning answered a false alarm at a residence just south of town. $40,000 bond was set for a Greenleaf man. Brandon Carnes was arrested by local authorities November 25th on a warrant for attempted sexual exploitation of a child times two. An injury accident was reported in Washington County November 19th on U.S. 36 in the 2900 block. Roxanne Zabakratsky of Washington lost control. Her vehicle rolled onto its top. She and the passenger were transported to Hanover Hospital. However, authorities reported no injuries. Frankfort Community Foundation Giving Day is Tuesday, December 3rd. 24 local organizations are participating and will be eligible for a contribution match. Learn more and donate online anytime Tuesday at frankfortgives.com or contribute in person at the Frankfort Library until 5:30 p.m. Participating organizations include Annunciation Youth, Antioch Cemetery, the Crawford Memorial VFW Post, Frankfort After Prom, Alumni Association, Cemetery, Frankfort Community Care Home, Cub Scout Pack, Grade School Restoration Project, Frankfort FCCLA, Football, FFA, Frankfort Janes Community Service and Beautification Project, Frankfort Rec, Frankfort Schools Fine Art, Wildcat Boosters, Friends of a Library, Wildcat Wilderness Playground, Haunted Hayrack, Marshall County Fair Association, Pawnee Mental Health Services, Post 181 American Legion, and the Work to Win 4-H Club. Again, donate online anytime Tuesday at frankfortgives.com or contribute in person at the Frankfort Library until 5:30. Farm Service Agency and Marshall County Extension Office will host Farm Bill meetings Tuesday and Wednesday in Blue Rapids, Axtell, and Marysville to cover details with the ARC-PLC programs. The meeting Tuesday at the Blue Rapids Fairgrounds begins at 3, Wednesday at the Axtell Legion at 9 a.m., and Wednesday at the Helvering Center in Marysville at 7 p.m. Neil A. Waterman, age 83, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery east of Washington. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Neil Waterman. Marjorie Hoppenstedt, age 101, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Hoppenstedt. on the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today. Lasagna, breadstick, tossed salad, and peaches. Tomorrow, sloppy joe on a whole wheat bun, sweet potato fries, winter blend veggies, and bananas and pudding. Back to school from Marysville, USD 364 today. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kick off the holiday season with a Christmas concert by Act of Congress, Thursday, December 5th at 7:30 p.m. in the Marysville High School Auditorium. According to Dave Higgs of NPR, they're one of the freshest-sounding, exuberant bands in all of the known acoustic universe. Tickets are $10 and may be purchased online at mcactickets.com. Children 12 and under are free. Don't miss your chance to see one of the country's best bands that will kindle Christmas spirit. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures continuing above average not only here for today, but over the next several days as well, as high pressure continues to dominate our weather pattern. Those average high temperatures this time of year closer to the lower 40s, and instead expecting lower 50s for those high temperatures not only by this afternoon, but even into your Wednesday and Thursday time frame, as a cold frontal boundary then looks to work on through for your Thursday night, dropping those temperatures back closer to average into the day on Friday, but even there still expecting dry weather conditions. And at this point, your upcoming weekend also looking to stay dry, and we're right back in the lower 50s for high temperatures both Saturday and into your Sunday. Once again, across the area for today, good deal sunshine with lower 50s for high temperatures, and then for tonight, clear and calm conditions there with lows in the lower 30s. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early December, 45. Record high on this date, 66 in 2012. The average low, 24. The record low is 8 degrees in 1989. Sunset this evening, 5:01. Sunrise in the morning at 7:30. 29 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 3rd of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Save up to $400 on select Sealy hybrid mattresses with adjustable bases at Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice. Hybrid mattresses combine traditional springs and memory foam for a great blend of comfort and support for a better rest, and a better rest means a better day. Save up to $400 on Sealy mattresses and adjustable bases now through December 3rd at Sheer Quality Furniture. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. 116 North 5th Street in Beatrice and at SheerQualityFurniture.com.
Five straight wins for the Seahawks. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The Seattle Seahawks seized first place in the NFC West last night after out-dueling the Vikings on Monday Night Football.
Russell takes a shotgun snap, looks, tosses a little flare pass to Penny. He turns upfield 10, 5, he's in! Touchdown, Seahawks!
On KIRO, Rashad Penny got into the end zone twice. Russell Wilson tossed two touchdowns, and Seattle beat Minnesota 37-30 to improve to 10-2. To the NBA, a dozen straight wins for the Bucks after they cruise past the Knicks.
Giannis, top of the key, favorite spot for a three, takes it, ABC. Easy as 1-2-3 for the alphabet.
On WTMJ, 132-88 the final. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 29 and grabbed 15 rebounds in just 22 minutes on the floor for Milwaukee. The Hawks snapped a 10-game slide with a 104-79 win over the Warriors, dropping Golden State to the league's worst record. More NBA, the 76ers beat the Jazz 103-94 to improve to 10-0 at home this season. Tobias Harris led Philly with 26 points. Kelly Oubre Jr. hit two clutch threes late in the fourth quarter to help the Suns swat the Hornets.
Holding above his head, into the left corner. Oubre another three. Got it again! Wow. Kelly Oubre puts the Suns on top by one.
On KTAR, Phoenix held on to win 109-104. On the ice of the NHL, Alex Tuch led the Golden Knights to a win over the Rangers.
Knights back in on the left side. Centering feed, Tuch, he scores! The feed from the left wing, and Nate Schmidt Alex Tuck has two goals in the first 4 minutes.
On KRLV, 4-1 your final. The Sabres, meanwhile, scored five goals in the first period, including two from Connor Sherry en route to a 7-1 demolition of the Devils. Soccer, U.S. national team star Megan Rapinoe was awarded the 2019 Women's Ballon d'Or, honoring her as the best female soccer player in the world. Lionel Messi set a record by winning the men's version of the award for the sixth time. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
It's Ladies Night Out, Tuesday, December 3rd at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware.
Christmas shop for your man, husband, son, brother, or father at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware.
Tuesday, December 3rd from 6:30 till 8 p.m.
Come and enjoy some wine and hors d'oeuvres for an evening. Shop for your man right here at home.
Ladies only, the Grinch and his elf will be there to assist with your shopping choices.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A final agreement on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is within days, according to some in the nation's capital. A Mexican trade official last week told reporters Mexico was expected to approve changes to the agreement this week, which would then set up a vote in Congress. Officials said maybe days, maybe sometime next week regarding the timing. The comments followed a meeting with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland. Now, a vote doesn't mean the deal can be completed still in 2019, but would mark a significant progress being made to finalizing a trade pact within the next few months. USMCA, one of the many legislative items on the agenda this month, as Congress must also yet again work towards funding the federal government. Lawmakers may also consider a couple of farm labor bills and provisions regarding biodiesel tax credits as part of a broader energy bill. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives continue its impeachment investigation this week in the House Judiciary Committee. President Trump announcing new tariffs on Brazil and Argentina yesterday, citing harm to U.S. farmers. Trump said the tariffs on steel from Brazil and Argentina are in response to devaluation of their currencies. Speaking to reporters on the White House lawn before departing for the NATO gathering in London, the president said our steel companies will be very happy and the farmers will also be very happy. Trump says currency devaluation very unfair to U.S. farmers and manufacturers. Brazil and Argentina are serving as alternative markets for soybeans for China, allowing China to avoid tariffs on U.S. ag products stemming from that trade war between China and the U.S. The United States is the top soybean-producing country in the world, followed by Brazil, Argentina, then China. President Trump also called the Fed to likewise act against all countries that take advantage of a strong U.S. dollar. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Congressional ratification of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement this year is now down to the wire. With just 2 or possibly 3 weeks left of this session, the drama is intensifying after months-long push by agriculture and the White House and consultation on changes with Mexico and Canada to win congressional approval of the USMCA. Will it even get done this year before a U.S. election year and possibly a Senate impeachment trial? Dave Salmonson with the American Farm Bureau Federation gave his comments.
Well, they're certainly under time pressure now. If you assume that they go through the third week in December, which they could, it's not official yet, but Congress could, there is still time to present this to the Hill, have what they call the mock markup hearings, and get votes in both chambers. But they have to act, get this started very quickly.
But then the question becomes, how quickly does it need to happen?
They would effectively really run out of time if they're not done by the end of and have an implementing bill the end of the first week in December.
American Farm Bureau Federation's Dave Salmonson is showing some optimism. He says despite a central unresolved issue, enforcement, he says the trade deal could still come up by this week.
There still seems to be discussion about enforcement procedures. So close, I guess. Things we're hearing it. but not there yet.
Of course, more waiting. Now, should House Democrats and the White House, Mexico and Canada reach that final agreement late? Salmonson says the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement still could get done early next year under a legislative fast-track procedures. This trade deal is worth some $2.2 billion in badly needed new United States agriculture export sales. With your latest check of agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network on this Tuesday morning, I'm Sam Speck. Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Oh, yes, it is agriculture. 'Tis the season for people to get engaged. Oh, yeah, it happens a lot over the holidays, especially over Christmas and even New Year's Eve. But for these couples who are all ready to live the rest of their lives together, have they been financially naked with each other? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
My guest today is Carrie Rinker. That's with a C, R-I-N-C-K-E-R. She's a family attorney based in Champaign, Illinois. She's got offices elsewhere and practices pretty much around the country. And we're talking about divorce. And Carrie says to minimize the possibility of the marriage going south and ending in divorce, it is a really good idea for the couple, before they get married, to get financially naked.
In a prenuptial agreement, both parties have to actually disclose their schedule of their assets and their debt. Going through that process actually requires both of them to get financially naked. You would be surprised how many people are getting married today and they really aren't aware of the money situation of their significant other. And just having those tough conversations and laying it all out on the table in and of itself can be a healthy process for these people that are about ready to tie the knot.
Have any of these couples that have gotten financially naked not liked what they saw and called it off?
Yes, I've had a few, not many. And it hasn't really been about the financial disclosures, but it has. The derailment came because of their values around money and how they saw their money. But those are paramount conversations before entering into an economic partnership with another individual.
How often do the parents of one of the lovebirds, or maybe of both of the lovebirds, looking at their family farm, now perhaps going into another set of hands, say, nah, this has to happen, let's do the prenup?
It can happen. And in fact, just a few months ago, I had that very situation and the prenuptial agreement did not get signed because really I think that the parent was the one that was pushing it and the son or the daughter didn't have as high of a priority in getting it done before the wedding date. So it's really important that parents work together with their children and explain why this is needed to get them on board.
Carrie Rinker is her name, C-A-R-I-R-I-N-C-K-E-R, a family law attorney based in Champaign, Illinois. Back after this.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. It's 29 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light from the south. Warm-up continues today. Mild temperatures in the middle 50s on tap.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Xavier Sneed had 18 points. Mike McGurl scored 16. And Cartier Diarra provided 11. Kansas State beat Florida A&M 76-58 last night. The Wildcats forced 17 turnovers and scored 18 fast break points off those mistakes, as K-State had 20 turnovers, tied for their most this season. Kansas State out-rebounded Florida A&M 35-25 and scored 13 points on 12 offensive rebounds. And K-State shot 54%, while Florida A&M went 45% from the field. Up next for the Wildcats, they'll take on Marquette at home on Saturday. And after earning co-MVP honors at the Maui Jim Maui Invitational, Kansas sophomore Devin Dotson has been named the Big 12 Player of the Week. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas Tuesday Sports on the Mid-America Network.
What's the secret to living to a ripe old age? Some new research says it might be rose-colored glasses. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 3rd, the 337th day of the year. Actress Daryl Hannah shares a birthday with Ozzy Osbourne, and Illinois became our 21st state on this day in 1818. After decades of research, scientists have confirmed what most of us already suspected. Optimists live longer than pessimists. How much longer? 11 to 15%. What's more, the odds of living to 85 are a whopping 60% better for those with brighter dispositions. The why question is still a mystery. Even after accounting for social, economic, and health factors, the disparity remains. But here's some good news for gloomy Gusses. Simple techniques and therapies can change your outlook, and along with it, your life expectancy. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.
Umbrella on the patio.
the heat wave. Blame it on the tick-tock moving too slow. Blame it on any old thing you want to. Ready, get set, baby, here we go.
There's a good chance I could fly, and I might, it seems like.